ABC Radio Australia.
In the face of calls from around the Pacific for a moratorium or a complete ban, there's a new twist in the ongoing debate over deep sea mining. Australia's peak scientific body, the CSIRO, has developed the first environmental management and monitoring frameworks that's designed to protect deep sea ecosystems should the International Seabed Authority allow mining to go ahead. The project was commissioned by the Canadian Exploration Corporation, the Metals Company, and the research findings are based on its test mining activities in international waters known as the Clarion-Clipperton Zone. Lucy Cooper has been talking to the CSIRO's Senior Principal Research Scientist, Dr. Piers Dunstan, who says the project sets a new benchmark for environmental assessment.
Our goal and the work that we have done sets a standard for a really robust and rigorous analysis of deep-sea communities and deep-sea mining, so that if deep-sea mining does occur, it'll be underpinned by science-based management and monitoring. I think it's really important to emphasise that this is a scientific analysis of operations that were conducted under licence from the International Seabed Authority, and no more than that. And what is really clear, and really clear across everything, is that we are not doing an environmental impact statement, nor are we doing an environmental management or monitoring plan. Our work is a scientific research program, and is completely limited to that.
What did the research find?
Our results show that there is a connection between, that the connection between the seafloor, the deep ocean and the upper ocean is absolutely critical. Our models and observations suggest that there is separation and a disconnect between these different parts of the ocean in the Clarion-Clipperton Zone and between the upper ocean and the deep ocean zones. And what this means is that we found that the impacts of water returned to the ocean after mining, which is known as the return plume, are really dependent on the depths of discharge and the vertical connectivity. On the seafloor, our research shows that there are substantial local impacts from the effect from different mining operations. In terms of those impacts on the seafloor, we find that seabed mining on marine species changes with different functional groups. So some functional groups are highly impacted and have very long recovery times, and other functional groups are less impacted and may recover over shorter time periods. If mining were to go ahead, we think monitoring of impacts is absolutely critical. It's the first time that this sort of work has occurred in a model that describes ecosystems from the surface all the way down to the seabed. The model does really identify that there are potentially adverse effects within and proximal to the directly mined areas, including substantial changes to the seafloor due to substrate removal and sediment deposition. But one thing that we did see is that no one was able to identify a pathway to go from the seafloor back up to the ocean, to the surface. And so that's an important finding there, that things that occur on the seafloor, at least in the understanding that we have now, are not able to be transmitted up to the surface. As part of our very early work, we looked at what serious harm is. And serious harm is a key concern for the International Seabed Authority, and it's the thing that we're all trying to avoid. And we basically worked through and said that there's a limit that should be identified, and provided quite a lot of guidance within this paper that's available on how to calculate that limit, and all the different parts of the ecosystem and different species characteristics and functional group characteristics that should be taken into consideration in order for us to actually be able to calculate what serious harm is. We also identified that there's a point where you want to be more cautious, a threshold between the detectable harm and significant harm. And these sorts of areas are where you would want to start to implement more and more robust ecosystem management processes and or more monitoring processes to make sure that you never actually cross the threshold into going to serious harm.
Is this relevant given the metals company is going around the International Seabed Authority?
So this is a very relevant, we feel this is a very relevant report. It is the first integrated assessment that anyone's ever done of the deep ocean in this particular way. It is it's a scientific output that can be applied potentially, not just to the NORI-D lease, but also more broadly, potentially for other operations. And we're certainly making all of our reports and information publicly available so that they can be accessed by anyone.
The metals company says that deep sea mining is a better alternative to land-based mining and therefore should be pursued. Does the CSIRO accept this argument as a reason to mine the seabed?
CSIRO's position is that the regulator for seabed mining is the International Seabed Authority. And it is the responsibility of the International Seabed Authority to make decisions around whether or not mining operations should occur.
Dr. Piers Dunstan, the CSIRO's Senior Principal Research Scientist, and he was talking there to Lucy Cooper.